Hi, I'm Carl Azuz. Glad you're watching CNN Student News. Millions in New York and New Jersey are asking, what blizzard? While millions in New England are saying, this one. The forecast was off in some areas, but not Massachusetts. Boston got hit with one of its heaviest winter storms ever, and several other cities in the state recorded 30 inches of snow by yesterday afternoon, with more on the way. Coastal communities flooded. The storm surge, a wall of water pushed by a storm, broke through the seawall in the town of Marshfield, Massachusetts. One emergency official said the entire south part of the town was cut off by flooding. And forceful winds knocked out power to the entire island of Nantucket. But though the National Weather Service predicted a raging blizzard also in New York and New Jersey, it wasn't so bad there. Some people called it snowperbole. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio had a better safe than sorry response, and some meteorologists apologized for getting it wrong and alarming residents. Why is the weather so hard to predict?
Major event forecasting is probably the hardest thing we have to do because those are the events that people remember. If you blow the snowstorm and you say 20 inches in New York and it's 20 inches in New Jersey instead, people only remember that you said 20 in New York and it didn't happen. We have computer models that literally try to forecast what's going to happen, and then we believe those models. If the models are wrong, then we're wrong. The problem with the models are that you can't put all the data in, or if you had everything in the world into the model, it would take you 4 days to make a one-day forecast. Right now, one of the models that we use, the best model in the world, has 22 layers, 22 layers of the atmosphere. You think the layers of the atmosphere, think there are 22? No, there's infinite number of layers of the atmosphere, but we have to break it down to 22. The parameters of a weather model are vast. We have temperature at the ground. We have temperatures in the mid-level, temperatures aloft, how big the jet stream is, what the humidity is, what the wind direction is, what the water temperatures are, where the mountains are, where the low pressure is, where the high pressure is. All of those factors fit in. And so what we have is a model that says, if this today, then this tomorrow. And then if this tomorrow, then this the next day. And if the first day is wrong, all the way down the model's wrong. As a meteorologist, whether you're on TV, working for the Hurricane Center, Serious Storms Forecast Lab, local weather station, doesn't matter. You're out there trying to protect people, trying to protect livelihood, trying to protect their lives. We're the king of worst case scenario. That's what my wife calls me. Don't you ever think about the best case scenario? No, because you can't prepare for the best case scenario. You can only prepare for the worst. If you're prepared for the worst and it doesn't happen, you're safe. If you're prepared for the worst and it does happen, you're safe. If you're prepared for the best case and the worst case happens, you're in trouble.
If you don't live in the Northeast and you did a bit of stargazing Monday night, you might have seen it. The asteroid that buzzed our planet. Well, maybe not exactly buzzed. It was 745,000 miles away. That's three times as far away as the moon. But surprisingly, it didn't come alone. Scientists say the asteroid has its own moon, something they discovered as the rocks whizzed by. The moon is estimated to be about 230 feet wide, the asteroid itself about a third of a mile across. It wasn't a threat, but it's believed to be the biggest asteroid that'll pass near Earth until 2027.